Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Data from the Department of Agriculture shows feral swine have yet to make their way into Montana, but that doesn't mean the state is letting its guard down. Wednesday, the Montana Invasive Species Council spoke with officials from Saskatchewan, Canada, who've been dealing with the problem for years. So far, all reports of feral swine investigated in Montana have proven to be domestically owned pigs. A ponderosa pine tree estimated to be 4 centuries old that stood in front of the Tall Pines Cafe in Big Fork has been cut down. More from contributor Dave Anderson.
Estimated to be over 130 feet tall, the iconic tree has been an important piece of Big Fork's history and community. Its overall health has been declining, however, for some time, and a hailstorm 2 years ago did significant damage to the iconic tree. 15 feet of the trunk will remain, with plans to carve a mountain goat into the wood.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
The Big Sky Resort Area District Board unanimously approved purchasing 2 parcels on the northwest corner of the intersection at U.S. Highway 191 and Montana Highway 64 for $10.45 million Wednesday. The acquisition is expected to improve Big Sky's prospects of working with the Montana Department of Transportation to improve the intersection by allowing space to expand. Public Service Commissioner Randy Pinocchi has entered into a deferred prosecution agreement from charges connected to a dispute he had last summer with the brother of a tenant. He's accused of challenging the man to a fight and later trying to force witnesses to disavow testimony. Pinocchi was not required to enter any guilty pleas and continues to maintain his innocence. The Alna Area Habitat for Humanity received a $100,000 donation Wednesday from Valley Bank and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines. It's part of a $195,000 gift to be shared by 9 nonprofits. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.